if you went 9 miles and then you went one more mile, you say, well, I went
10 miles.
Okay. And when you're making a cake or something, you have to be very careful about all of your ingredients. You have to make sure that you do what?
Mix it right.
Okay, but before you mix it, you have to
measure everything.
Okay.
Right.
And if you didn't know whether you wanted to do something, you might say, well, I don't know
whether I want to do that or not.
Okay. If you didn't want to go somewhere and you wanted to send somebody else in your place, you might say, well, why don't you go?
Why don't you go instead?
Okay. If somebody, if you like somebody because he's so funny, somebody might say, why do you like him? And you say, well, I like him.
I like him because he's so jolly.
Okay.
So funny.
If someone's always late, or seems as if he's always late, you say, well, I don't know about John. It seems...
Seems that he can't ever be on time.
Okay. And the place where you go on Sunday is?
The church.
Okay. And you hear the preacher deliver a
sermon.
Okay. And when somebody becomes a part of your church, you say they have?
Joined the church.
Okay. And we go to church to worship
God.
And the choir, in some churches, the choir sings beautiful
hymns.
Okay. And the organ plays beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you would say, well, those hymns are
beautiful.
Okay. And the person in the Bible, or the being, the thing in the Bible that is the opposite of God?
The devil.
Okay. And a person who believes in ghosts might say that a place is haunted if there are a lot of
funny noises.
Okay. You ever hear the term spooks?
Yeah.
Okay, you might say, don't go in there, there's...
Spooks in
there. Okay. And a house that supposedly has a lot of spooks in it is a...
haunted house.
Okay. And if it's a little bit, if the weather turns off a little bit cold, you might say, well, it's... Would you say sort of chilly or sort of cold today?
Sort of chilly.
Okay. And if you don't particularly want to do something, somebody wants you to, you might say, well, I'll do it if you insist, but I'd really...
rather not.
Okay. And someone who is real tight with his money, you say, well, he is just so... if he doesn't like...
stingy.
Right. And if somebody's trying to open a bottle or trying to force it open, and you might say, well, don't... you say, don't force it.
Force it open.
Okay. And when do you use yes sir and yes ma'am?
Well, when you're talking to people older than you are.
Let's see. What do you say on Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
Okay, and at New Year's, you
Happy
say?
New Year.
Okay. Something thrown in with a purchase or given when a bill is paid, you say, well, he wanted my car and $10.
Extra.
Okay, you ever hear the term boot?
Yes, boot.
And a place where people maybe park their cars to keep them out of the rain. If it's built onto a house, it's
carport.
Okay. If it's closed in all around, would it still be a carport or would it be a garage?
A garage.
Okay.